The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Dean Martin with Joe P. and Frankie and Al and Debbie. Good morning. How are you this morning? 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. I remember that record. That record. See how old I am? I remember that record back in, oh my goodness gracious, I was in high school listening to that. And I would always put it on and play it over and over and over again. And then I'd go into my room and I'd listen to Jimi Hendrix and the Animals. It really interesting as the baby, the eclectic pick of music for we baby boomers. Hey, so good morning and thank you, Mr. Martin. A lot to talk about this morning. We appreciate you joining us this morning. I had, when I do birthdays or I do certain events and in the family and they're done, there's more relief. More satisfaction than doing like a big show. You know what I mean? Than a big show. So things are on track. Now it's on to Christmas for me. And don't forget, we have Hanukkah on Monday. So the holidays start. The pressure is on. And then D-Day is December 26th. Ah, we'll be able to all relax a little bit. But I tell you, did you notice everybody's decorating a little earlier this year? Is that me? They did. I think because because Thanksgiving came earlier. I already have my lights on. I already have, as seen on TV, my little laser lights that dance on the house and look increasingly tackier every year that I put the as seen on TV, plug them in and the lights just come on. I went, oh, really? I go, okay. I went to my drugstore and I bought this light. And we had two of them, but I ran over one of them, or somebody ran over one of them last year. You know, they're right in the driveway. And I just stuck it out there. And so I guess maybe it was the UPS driver came over, crushed my LED light. So I have one, but the one is good and it's all fake lights. I like it. But I put real lights up anyway because I'm an old dinosaur. Hey, getting into the news for you today. And this is not national, but this is something that might go by today because I haven't seen it anywhere. But I guess New Jersey's becoming a sanctuary state now. New Jersey's Attorney General unveiled, reading here from NJ.com, New Jersey's Attorney General unveiled a broad new directive Thursday limiting when local police can ask someone's immigration status and turn unauthorized immigrants over to federal officials for deportation. Look at this. Standing in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty. Give me a break. In Liberty State Park in Jersey City, Attorney General Grewal said the new rules, called the Immigrant Trust Directive, or otherwise the byline is how to get into this country for nothing, are designed to improve relations between local police and immigrant communities. This is a national progressive socialist agenda. It is. And I have to tell you, I'm watching my state being ripped apart county by county. And I'm hoping that the counties could go against Trenton. Everything that's being done now, and the minimum wage, which I really have no problem with the minimum wage going to $15. I understand that. But not one politician in charge now, with the administration in charge now, and not attacking anybody personally, cares iota one about the citizens of the state. Not one. We have not one representative in Trenton that cares. And the ones that come on this show are the only ones. And that's a handful. The rest could care less. It's New Jersey is so, like, and New York, so corrupt. There's a culture of corruption. It's run by lobbyists and lawyers who just beef up their fees. I don't know how we got here. I mean, we talk about it on the radio, and I know you're an independent, yet you're still going to vote Democrat. The Democrats now have no initiative. They have no. I haven't seen one person step up to help the inner cities of New Jersey, to help Patterson. You go by Patterson, New Jersey. Great town. Great town. Patterson, New Jersey is a beautiful town with beautiful people. My brother Richie works there. He does tutoring there, you know. But it's tough. Where I was born, in Passaic, you know. It needs help. We don't need to now make it tougher. Leave law enforcement alone. Let law enforcement do their job. And then the politicians don't have to. This is a political progressive socialist agenda of the progressive socialist left. Has nothing to do with local politics. And I keep telling you what Tip O'Neill said, the late, great Tip O'Neill, all politics is local. Well, not according, apparently, to the administration in Trenton these days. And forgive me for going right to Jersey, but it's my home. Now they're saying ICE went after the administration. They slammed New Jersey over these new rules, limiting when cops can turn over unauthorized immigrants. So a local police officer meets a guy, and he could tell, you know, cops profile, man. Excuse me, that's the word. It's criminally profile, okay? Forget the racial BS that we hear all the time. Cops have to profile. I want the person that I'm paying the pension and welfare for, the salary for, to keep my kids and myself safe. I want them to profile. You have to criminally profile. This is called law enforcement. Hello? It's called law enforcement. And a trained law enforcement officer, he or she will see when something is wrong. So you could see somebody is wrong. Now they're not allowed to say, hey, you got a gun? Hey, where are you from? Hey, they can't question because now they're going to be taken in by the administration. This progressive socialist. And I think our mission is, should you choose to accept it, is to try to change the mind of, because there's like so many, over a million, you know, voters that vote Democrat in Jersey, but they're independently registered. They're not affiliated, quote unquote, not affiliated with any political party. But they hook, line, and sinker blindly, and sometimes I think pathetically vote. Listen, I did it for most of my life, so I'm guilty as charged. I did it. I said, oh, Democrat. I didn't even look. Democrat, boom, da, da, da. No. I think it's time for a third party in Jersey. I think it's time for independence. I think it's time for an independent-minded person to step up and put this ridiculous nonsense. How dare you go up against law enforcement and say you can't? The cops, now you're taking away the authority of law enforcement at a time where there is terror, at a time when there is gang violence. Look at the diseases coming across the border now. Did you break that down? There's measles coming in. There's HIV coming in. And if we didn't check them at the border, this quote-unquote caravan, all the diseases go into our schools. And you and I got to deal with, we have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. Anyway, forgive me for going. But, you know, while I'm complaining, I'm questioning objectively. Because now this Michael Cohen situation. Remember last year I sat next to Michael Cohen? It was I was a guest at a President Trump fundraiser. And I was just a guest there. You know me. I just love the mechanics of politics. Like Frankie, it's fun to watch. So I'm there, and I'm next to Michael Cohen. And I'm thinking, what a nice guy. But, you know, the president used the word weak. I don't want to say weak. And it's easy for us to say here. And I should have asked, actually, Jerome Corsi about this yesterday. But Michael Cohen is lying. He's lying. Now, when someone like Mueller, with all his power, and I love the Democrats, they try to put through an initiative, a motion the other day, right, to give Mueller, you know, don't, you're not allowed to take Mueller down, give him all the, no, excuse me, this is out of control. Robert Mueller says to Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former attorney, look, if you don't tell us something, we are going to put you in jail for a dozen years and your family's going in jail. And you got, and I know sometimes, I really think that because of the guests we have on, the DOJ listens. I just respectfully submit to the Department of Justice and to the Mueller investigation. Just, you got to stop this collateral damage. We see it. As citizens, we see it, and it's diluting the FBI. It's diluting the CIA. It's diluting every law enforcement official is being diluted because of this Mueller hunt. Because you and I go like this, man, if they went after, they got Cohen to flip like that because of threats, and now they took, follow me, Cohen's lie. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump had dealings in Russia. Oh, yeah, I lied about that because he did have dealings. I said he didn't have dealings. They will use that against whatever the president wrote down when he answered questions in the Mueller investigation. And Matthew Maurer is going to join us, and he's going to break it down meticulously for us coming up momentarily. But do you hear what I'm saying? They're going to use a lie. And you know it's a lie. I know it's a lie. That Cohen's lying. Would you and I have lied if they said, well, if you don't tell us something, your wife's going to go to jail? You know, you and I probably go, sure. What do you need? What do you need? I can't send my wife. You can't, you know? Ah, Lord. This is such a bogus witch hunt. And it's so wrong. It's just wrong. Because you see it and I see it. And what happened was, and the good thing about President Trump as president, this would have gone right by. If Hillary got in, everything would just be the same. It's just all that, this deep state nonsense. It's just got to stop. And I don't say it in a mean way. They just don't know any better in the DOJ. This is the way they do business. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. On a street level, I can't tell you about the legality of it. Matthew Maurer, Arthur Idala, Anthony Pope, when they come on the show, Judge Andrew Napolitano, the brilliant minds all, they will break it down legally. All I know is I have an instinct and I know this is wrong. Oh, get me started. Anyway, it's Friday. That's the good news, right? And the president is in Buenos Aires. He just had a nice press conference down. He just got together with the president down there. President Trump has a busy schedule at the G20 summit. That's what this is. Officially gets started in Buenos Aires. Started already. Meeting with world leaders. Just one day after news broke about, look at this, his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, struck a deal. That's going to, of course, be the story of the day. And so, we wish the president all the best down there in South America. Also, this is a wild story. Now, we talked about this. We talked to Sheriff Sean Golden, who was talking about great law enforcement officials, the sheriff of Monmouth County, that something was remiss with that fire down there. Remember the mansion that was on fire? Look at this, what it's turned into. The Monmouth County man charged with shooting his brother. Slaughtering his sister-in-law, niece, and nephew before setting both their and his home on fire is appearing in court today. The county prosecutor announced that this guy, Canero, is being, Italian, of course, is being charged with four counts of first-degree murder as well as arson and weapons charges. So he went, I don't even think about one on there. Oh, and they killed these kids. So this is all alleged, by the way. It's all alleged. So we'll follow that story. But that's right in Jersey. That's in one of the nicest areas in New Jersey. That'd be one of the nicest areas in New Jersey. And then while we're on really bad news, I just always want to acknowledge law enforcement here. Police across Arizona mourning the death of a U.S. deputy marshal killed yesterday. The deputy was serving a federal warrant in Tucson on a suspect for stalking a law enforcement officer. And the deputy, he was caught in a shooting there and he died. So may his soul rest in peace. Too many law enforcement officials being killed every single day. And I really think, and forgive me, it's because what's happening in politics, we do this progressive, this socialist agenda, which is anti-cop, in my opinion. And when you're going to tell local police you can't talk to anybody about immigration, are they legal, are they not legal? What, are you kidding me? How do you keep law and order? Don't get me started. So the good news is that thank God, and I know you go through the same thing I did. I plan the birthdays, you know, and then I have to thank Debbie. Debbie's coming up in a second because after the show, I ran down to where my little daughter goes to Catholic school, and you know what? By the way, my daughter Charlie, her mom is Jewish, so I said, look, the kid in the Catholic school is a good thing. My other kids go to public schools, and I see I have to deprogram them every day when they come home, you know, because the teachers will slip. And listen, they're all great, but they slip these little political agendas in. They really do. that the teachers do. And I know you know what I'm talking about if you have your kids in public school. You guys say, what did they say now? And what happened? And who did what? Remember, kids, Columbus discovered America. I got to say that, you know. So I said to Charlie's mom, you know, you could go take the kid to a Hebrew school or take the kid to a Catholic school, one or another. So the Catholic school was I think geographically it was closer. So I got the kid in a Catholic, great school. So I called, it's 20 after 6 o'clock and Debbie's going to come up. You could bring her in now, guys, if you would. And we'll go to Frank and now we got that. But Debbie, I have to thank you because you said she had a reconciliation. And right. for the folks, the non-Catholics out there, that's where your first confession is. We have your first confession, second grade, then you have your Holy Communion. Right. Well, when you said, and because I wanted to go down, but then I had Olivia, I had a big day with Olivia and my mom's, and I had so much to do. I said, well, and then Charlie understood it. Dad, you don't have to come down. She actually said that to me, you know. Uh-huh. Well, after the show, I went down there because you had said, you know, Joe, it's good. This is a big day. You reminded me of that. And then you said you're a good dad. And I went, you know what? I heard your words. So I hauled. Aww. It was one of those moving little ceremonies that I've ever been to.
This is,
they went down, you know, they played music, and all the kids, the whole second grade come in, all the priests came out, you know, all the good teachers, the principal was there. It was so well run. And then they all went to do their first reconciliation.
Right,
you know,
right.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. But what sin you got in second grade? I don't know. What are you going to say? You know what I mean?
I know. They've got to be innocent little sins, I'm sure.
It was so thanks for even being the impetus down there. Because I did. I went down and it was great. And I stayed and I watched. And then I had a rosary in my hand that I got from Bethlehem when I was in Israel. And I sneaked over to Charlie. I kissed her on the forehead. I said, this is from where Jesus was born. I said, I'm very, very proud of you. So that's how that day started out. Very,
so
very
special.
Good. Got to do it.
She will always remember that. You're such a wonderful dad.
Well, Deb, you and I feel the same way no matter what religion you are. And, you know, if you don't believe in anything, we don't even care. You know, but if we don't care what religion you are, just to keep your faith strong, I think that makes the country stronger. Just saying.
Well, you're an example to your daughter, and that's the greatest gift you can give her is being an example.
And you are an example to all of us, Debbie Duhaime. Now, down to business at 6:22 in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Uh-oh, bum, 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 bum. How we doing out there, Deb? And I love you for that, and thank you, Debbie Duhaime.
Oh, I'm so happy it worked out well. I'm so, and congratulations to little Charlie. That's wonderful. Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to go right to the New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur South at 15E. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic starting to build at the Holland about 15 in at the tolls. Lincoln 15, GWB about 20 to the upper level. A little bit better to the lower level. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the eastbound side of the Gowanus getting up and out toward the Prospect. And watch for slowdowns on the Cross Island North at the LIE, a collision there. Cross Bronx West getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. That's an accident as well. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Some showers likely today with a high of 43 degrees. And it looks like for tomorrow, we'll see some light rain with a high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
How's that Harry's doing, Deb? How's that Harry's doing, girl?
Fantastic. Right. Oh, you know, and I love the little case. Everything is so nice, you know?
It is. You know, and I read, and I want to say, if you got a guy, you went to, it's great for gals, right? I mean, didn't you love it, though?
It's a great gift, especially with Christmas around the corner and
you're
Hanukkah.
You're the best. You're the best. Thanks, Debbie. It's 6:23 with Joe and Maria. I got Harry's for Deb. You know, I did an email thing. You can email a present from harrys.com/Piscopo. There's the code. And I did for my sister. You know, I got Harry's for my sister. I gave it to a gal friend. It's just great. The blades are great. Jeff and Andy came up with these German-engineered blades. They're 5-blade cartridges, by the way. And it's such a close shave. You get the foaming gel. This is what you get with free shipping. I'm going to tell you all about it in a second. I have to tell you what you get. A travel cover protects your blades, you know. And the gift box that Debbie's talking about, you can't believe how beautiful. I am not... When I don't have to wrap a gift or I don't have to grovel with somebody, could you help me wrap my Christmas gifts, please? I don't have to do it because the Harry's.com gift box looks so great. This is they have a limited edition holiday sets when you go to Harry's.com and you enter the code Piscopo. Plus, you'll get free shipping. And this offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. And if you want something for yourself, by the way, redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Now, let me tell you this, because it's time to move. It's time to move. I am just saying, free shipping ends on December 12th. So you got to go to Harry's.com now, please. Go to Harry's.com, enter that code Piscopo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. Free shipping. Harry's.com, code Piscopo.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Be sure to listen to Living Beyond 100 with Rob Martin, Saturday night at 5:30, right here on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies by counterterrorism expert and former deputy assistant to the president, Sebastian Gorka. Enter to win your copy at am970theanswer.com. If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Eastern Christian Elementary School, Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Don't tell me William Shatner
you
with
bet.
Jose Feliciano.
You
is
bet.
That right?
Yep.
Oh, Frank. Frank, you are in your glory. Are you in your glory? Come on.
This is phenomenal.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año.
He's got such a great sense of humor. Oh. And it's with Jose Feliciano, Al, you're saying, right?
Well, it's his song, but it's him and apparently an artist, Danny Bander.
Oh, yeah. Danny Bander, of course.
No idea. Shatner Claus is the album. But the thing I love about it.
We love it.
He throws in the Navidad as if it's a throwaway word. Like, Navidad. And then the other words that he says, it could be anything. It doesn't matter at that point. It's great.
You know, recently my mother asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I couldn't think of a single thing.
That's it.
This is what I want for Christmas from anybody that cares to get me something, is this Shatner album, Shatner Claus.
You know what? That's actually a great idea. That's a great idea, even though, because they could play it all Christmas Day, right? You could play it all throughout the day. It's 628 with Frank and Al and Joe. Great to have you here. Matthew Maher is going to join us the next hour. Jeffrey Lyons is going to give us some film reviews, what you could do this weekend. Elias Huzamadin, you know, he's the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. A lot going on at Rikers, and we'll be talking to Elias about that. Michael Goodwin spoke with the president When was it yesterday?
Believe it was 2 days ago.
A couple of days ago, we're going to talk to Michael Goodman and about his conversation with President Trump, and Mary Papayo, who we love, is the sports director for AM 970, The Answer. Mary will join us as well. And I want to go to all the fun and all the silly, but Frankie Five Boroughs and Albert, too, I need you to jump in because you're a Jersey resident, is like, now, this is what these governors do when they're brought in from the left. It's like even Andrew Cuomo.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Oh, jeez. I mean, really, at least Governor Cuomo, at least he's talking about a gateway situation here, or they're finally trying to tackle this nightmare horror in the city. But, I mean, to make it a sanctuary city, all the problems we have in New Jersey, they can't even handle a snowstorm. And then just the day before yesterday, like Al broke on this radio show, they put up these big signs on the parkway, electronic signs. Snowstorm coming, be careful. There was no snowstorm coming.
Hey, it's Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
It's like, no, listen, nothing against the man personally, but you can't take the national agenda. This is what's wrong with the country. They take a national progressive socialist agenda, and the socialists and progressives, now we call them Democrats, they have no initiative. And I'm this too. Oh, I'm just rambling this morning, and forgive me. I got to tell you, because I watched CBS News last night, and I'm I like the network news guys because I'm old, and you know, I 6:30. Oh, and I know you could play it like on demand, but I watch at 6:30. I stop everything. I check all the news, and then I see on CBS News there was a great report about a guy who came into this country seeking asylum, and he tried to seek asylum. How he came in. Why don't you go? And I would, again, when I talk about this, I humbly submit, respectfully submit to the news organizations. Go to Oakland, California, and walk the streets. Take a camera at 2 o'clock in the morning in the south side of Chicago. Walk the streets. You do what I did. When I went with the Newark Police Department, before they cleaned up Newark, I went in, and they put a flak jacket on me, and they told me, they said two words, stay low. Now, and still three people got whacked while I was on this little patrol with the good police department in Newark, New Jersey. And they, again, have since cleaned it up. But goodness gracious, can the media highlight on what's happening within our country? Why do we always have to have become some kind of bleeding heart initiative? Oh, and look at the people trying to get in. We can't take care of our own. If you can't handle a non-event like a couple inches of snow, and then you're going to actually have the attorney general for your state say, we're not going to acknowledge the local police. We're not going to allow the local police to talk to ICE. We're going to become a sanctuary state. What good does that do me in saving my taxes, bettering the life of my children, all of us who are the core of the state, all of us who choose to stay in the states of New York and New Jersey? What good is that? It's and then you can't even run a snowstorm. You can't even help us get on track. The traffic is inexcusable.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy, coming at you.
No, it's not
coming at you.
Oh my!
Wait, you want to hear? You want to hear even worse news?
We're just getting started. It's a half hour.
Right.
I'm exhausted.
So you want to hear even worse news?
Then bring it on.
Okay.
Sure.
So 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, the Honeywell International Corporation got a $40 million tax credit to stay in New Jersey. Great move, right? Guess
sure,
what?
Big company. What happened
now? Yeah, they're moving to North Carolina.
Oh, my Lord. They lost another big company.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and wait, here's why. Here's the reason why they're moving. The company's relocation decision largely based on recognition that in order to incorporate the interconnected, digitally driven features of the business future, Honeywell needed to be located in places appealing to attracting a millennial workforce.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think millennials are staying home in New Jersey? Why do you think they're not going out and getting jobs? Because jobs are moving out of the state. Because this state of New Jersey is not economically viable keeping businesses here.
I say this, and then we'll move on. And I say this respectfully to my friends who blindly vote Democrat. Which, look, I have nothing against it because you got to, I don't have trouble with liberals. I understand liberals and appreciate liberals. But it's that way left. You know, it's like the way right. It's the same way. I don't understand those people either. The way right. Well, you can't do that. You can't. That's not conservative. You can't. Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Stop telling me what to do and what I can't do. If you're extreme, you got a problem. I swear to God. If you can't listen to another side and say the words, you know, you may have a point. Boom. Then you got a problem. I'm telling you. Now they go way left, and if you're going to vote for all these people, you could kiss your state goodbye, and that's what happens in New Jersey. And I feel so bad. I love New Jersey. I love it. I live it. It's got character. If you could drive down the turnpike, and then like I always said at the New Jersey Hall of Fame, and you look to your right as you're going down south on the New Jersey Turnpike by exit 13A, and you look, and there's a flame from an oil refinery. I have no idea what that flame does, but it's home, man. That's like the eternal flame of New Jersey, baby. And I look at that flame, and I feel proud. And I look to the left, and I see these big things that load ships that look like aliens have landed. And then a big 767 screams over my head as I'm going down the New Jersey Turnpike. It is home. There's character there. It makes us tough. We are as real as you possibly can get. And New York's the same way. In Bronx, in the Queens, in Brooklyn, we are like, that's why we stay in the Northeast. And you know what these politicians are doing? They're riding everything on our back. They're overtaxing us. The tolls are inexcusable, and they don't know how to create revenue. And to Al's point, they're driving the revenue right the heck out of the state. And where are we going to be? Where are we going to be? It's going to be like one of those Kurt Russell movies, Al, you know? You always like to make movie references, you know, yeah. Where, like Escape from New York.
That's a great movie. No. Governor Cuomo wanted to do that a couple of years ago, and he wanted to build a wall around Manhattan to trap the Ebola virus in. So.
Which now is surfacing again, for crying out loud, in Africa.
Well, the measles thing, you know, you brought up the fact measles and all this other stuff. Part of the problem is it's happening in this country. Parents are not taking their kids to be vaccinated. They're just sitting, my kid doesn't need to be vaccinated. It doesn't matter. There's a reason why these diseases have been eradicated. And if you keep bringing them back because you're just not thoughtful enough to think about other children that are in the school, you know, you should pay the price for it.
You know what we're going to do in a little while on the show with Frank and Alan, Joe and Debbie on AM 970? The Answer, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10. We're with you all till 10 o'clock this morning, and it's Friday. So that's the good news, Friday, as we go into the Christmas and now Hanukkah Monday holidays. We're going to take a break, I think, after we go to Alan the News, and we're going to read the email that Frank Morano came up with.
Frank Sinatra. From the grave?
Sinatra. There's two Franks that I know, Sinatra and Morano.
This show,
I didn't know. I almost went to Sinatra.
The show is only 4 hours. Yeah. We're not going to have time to read that again.
Yeah. So apparently,
if you're looking to go back to sleep.
So I got a litany of notes that I have before me, and we have our pre-show little get-together, and I go, Frankie, I'm going here and there, this, and then I hear, I go, oh. I go, all right, what's wrong, Al? Whatever. Oh, this is, you know, when you see it. So he goes, oh, did you, you know, Frank.
That's what I did.
We had a Marine grunt. That was, that's what that was. So he goes, that's, as a matter of fact, Al did that. He made that noise. And I go, what? He goes, Morano wrote an email that is like a half hour long.
War and Peace was shorter.
So I go, and it was about his New Year's Eve get together. So I go, no, it can't be that long. I looked at it. Frank, I never got
you
to the end.
You still haven't gotten through it.
I scrolled, but we had to get through the regular news
of
the
thumb,
day.
You actually, what happened was you had to get one of those carpal tunnel wrist things so you could read the whole email.
Oh, Frankie Five Boroughs. So Frank, all is well with the situation? Did you want to address it on the air, or is that email very
read
personal?
The email.
It is lengthy. This is the longest New Year's Eve invitation that I've ever sent out.
Oh, it was an invitation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
If you can make your way through it, that's the point. Like by the before
it'll take
you
to New Year's Eve to read the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I've been working on it since last year.
Yeah.
This is good. You know, now I have to read. Can you make it public?
Everyone's welcome. It's an open house. Everyone's welcome.
And Frankie will break it down.
If you're looking for a more bizarre, eclectic, fun group of people, I encourage you.
It's true.
To show up at New Year's Eve.
Al, when I went, because I'm a good friend, and I go to some events that my friends invite
me to. What's that supposed to be? I'm a terrible friend. I
admit exactly what it is. You don't show up for nothing.
That's right.
It's all right.
No, I show up for certain things.
Oh, and then I get a beautiful tweet from a gentleman. You know, Joe, my wife loves Dominic the Donkey. Can you play Dominic the Donkey? Yeah. And I go, done. And Frankie, I go, Big Al, ? And copy at Al Gattulo on Twitter. He goes, I don't take requests.
Oh, yeah. No. The direct quote was, I don't do requests.
I don't do requests.
But we'll get to it. It's a part of the Christmas rotation. That we're not, first of all, we're not a music show. We're supposed to be talking about issues that matter.
I know we have to go, Joe, but in some ways, it's exactly what's happening with Donald Trump and the deep state, right? Is it's your show, right?
Yeah.
And yet, somehow... Your music selections are slave to Al's whims. It's like Donald Trump was elected to run the government, And yet it's Rod Rosenstein and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr and Jim Comey that are actually running it.
Al Vitullo is my Lisa Page.
Right, no, he's your Rod Rosenstein. Al is your Rod Rosenstein.
Actually.
And I'm not like the president. I ain't gonna fire him, Frank. I love the guy too much.
No, you're gonna be the way Trump was in his press conference yesterday before he got on the helicopter. Frank and I marveled at the fact of how Trump routinely destroys people in public. It's brilliant. He's a coward. He's this. He's that. A week ago, then somebody asked him a follow up question. Why did you hire him if he was such a bad guy? His response. He did me a favor once. Oh, okay. That's it. Move on. Next question.
I like when he's explaining on everything that was going on, and then he goes, and he's weak. And he's weak. But I got to tell you, I have no patience for that. That's why I admire Roger Stone. You believe him politically. What Roger has done, is doing, will do. But I love that he stands fast like that.
Yeah.
The DOJ doesn't know what they're going to get into if they go after Roger Stone.
Joe, part of the press yesterday, apparently, I don't know if it was a woman or a man, but somebody with a foreign accent, and I assume it was French, it sounded French, they're trying to ask a question to the president, and he goes, I can't understand you. And he points to the helicopter. Helicopter.
You see this helicopter?
You see this? It makes noise. Like, all right, next question. I mean, honestly, watching those things brings me joy. It really does.
But we'll go to news. I know we got into news. But why I admire this president is because he goes in and put politics aside. Please, just put politics aside. He's 72. How? And I don't know how. He's on his way to a huge event in South America, for crying out loud. He's got all that work to do. That aside, just physically. Let's talk physically, please. He goes from the White House on the way to Marine One. Frankie, would you stop and talk to like 200 reporters and yell? And he's yelling. I'm like, oh, look, and I want to go because I'm a performer. Save your voice, Mr. President. You gotta go down to South America. He is just a machine. This guy's a machine. And he doesn't even flinch. And now he was just with the president of, he's the president down there of Brazil. Is that right, Frankie?
That's correct. Yes.
He just was, yeah. And I'll tell you, I'm amazed. And again, politics aside, and I admire Bruce Springsteen the same way. And they are the two guys that are probably most opposed politically, right, in their beliefs in politics. But when someone has the stamina like that, I love it. I just love it. So you got to look at the positive and appreciate that. 6:41. Whoa, we're late. Big Al's got the headline news, and then we're gonna read Frank Morano's email. If you got that'll take us to about 9:30. To read that. Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 6:42. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Students heading back to class Friday at Wallkill Valley Regional High School in Sussex County after an explosion leveled a home across the street Tuesday night along Grum Road in Hamburg was likely a faulty propane tank exploded, sending debris flying, leaving the home reduced to splinters. No one inside at the time, no injuries reported. The start of classes today will be delayed by 2 hours, allowing staff time to clean up the debris that made its way to the school grounds. A Staten Island attorney accused of trying to influence an election by making fake Facebook pages. Prosecutors say Richard Lutherman, big fan of the show, made social media pages pretend to be New York Assembly candidate Jeanine Materna.
It is Luthman, by the way.
Luthman, excuse me. Did I say Lutherman? I apologize. Luthman would allegedly post material that made Materna look bad to try to hurt her campaign. The attorney has been charged with identity theft and attempting to influence an election. In a separate matter, he's facing felony charges in a fraud and kidnapping case. Materna wound up losing the race. In sports, Craig Anderson made 28 saves. Senators shut out the Rangers 3-0. The Blue Shirts have lost 3 of their last 4. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. You're busy heading right out towards Slauson Avenue. It's an accident being cleared. We're still seeing delays as you head over to the Cross Island northbound at the LIE accident, taking a lane there. And over on Queens Plaza, getting out toward the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, an accident there to deal with. Cross Bronx is busy westbound at Rosedale Avenue with a collision on the shoulder, and the eastbound Cross Bronx, that's going to be stop and go getting out toward the Deegan. It's a disabled truck right on that ramp, and that's what's causing the delays there. Inbound GWV building to about 45 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, watch for a 20 to 25 minute delay. Holland about 20 to 25 in as well. And traffic building on the southbound thruway as you head right down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, so do expect some delays heading through that area as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Georgie Joe, Wonder Radio, 646. Good morning. It's great to have you with us this morning on November 30th. Look at the 30th already. It's Friday. It's a little cold in New York, but that's all right. We'll give you the weather. Joey Lundberg is going to join us. We got all the news just for you. I love telling you about the things that make your life easier. You know, that's why I tell you about Parian and Sons. When you go to jewelers, you don't know what you're looking for. Or if you go to those, those big, you know, those monolith jewelers, you're not gonna get the quality, I think, in my opinion, the quality of diamond that you need. You got to go to Glenn Parian and the Parian family, Maria and Debbie and Katie in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You're going to go in, and they will walk you meticulously, as they did with me, through every diamond, every stone, every watch. You have something you want repaired, they repair. Remember when jewelers used to do that? They repair. You know what else they do? They restore your old jewelry. This is where you want to go, to Parian and Sons. But as the holidays come upon us, you're going to want to check out the diamonds. And Katie and Debbie and Maria and Glenn will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. Plus, you have this, and you're not going to get this anywhere else, the Diamond Buyback Guarantee. Check out Parian and Sons, please. It's P-A-R-I-A-N. Parian and Sons. When you go in there, and also please check out the beautiful stones. They have some really beautiful stones. I didn't even know what they were. I just thought they were among the prettiest jewelry I have ever seen at Parian and Sons. Check it out. Glenn is standing by for you and his wonderful family right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or you could start here, please. ParianDiamonds.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty frosted. The snowman made the children laugh and play.
I know who that is. Gene Autry.
There you go.
Oh, boy, how old am I? Gino, I actually got Gino Autry. Frank, I thought you knew that, Frank, didn't you?
I did, the singing cowboy. Love it. Yeah.
So I told you this Gino Autry story before, Frankie Fibrels. You love it. Now, forgive me if I repeat myself. We have new listeners all the time. I got to tell you, I actually met Gino Autry. I was in Beverly Hills. I think it was a Frank Sinatra affair that you would go to, and just to go show support for Mr. Sinatra's, whatever he was promoting at that given time. And then Gino, I said, who's that? And that Gino Autry, I forget who was there. And I swear to goodness, he looked great. And he had a tall glass of water, and I'm going, wow, that's what it is. And I said, Mr. Autry, Joe Piscopo, what an honor to meet you, sir. And he had the cowboy hat on, man. And then he owned most of the media out there, didn't he, Frankie Fibrels?
Well, you know, I think so. First of all, he's one of only maybe two or three people to have 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk.
Wow! Okay? Wow!
In 5 different categories.
Yeah, you got to Google.
Then he was the owner of the Angels for
right, 35 years. But I think he owned, like, not KTLA, but he owned a couple great radio television stations. And he was at the forefront. You got to Google Gino Autry, because this is one of the truly great Americans. And I said, now I know your secret to longevity, sir. It's water. That you look at that water, how you still stay hydrated like that. He goes, Joe, it's vodka. Like that. So he had a tall glass of vodka, man. And I'm going, like, I'm sorry, sir. Every day I gotta have my vodka, Joe. And I go, boom, there it is. Isn't that the funniest thing? And you know who else was like that? Who else was like that, Frankie Fibrels?
I don't know.
Yogi Berra. And Yogi would have one drink, one drink, and he, at the end of the day, end of the golf match, rest his beautiful, brilliant soul, Yogi would go, yeah, just give me some vodka ice. And he never asked for brand or anything like that. It was just his vodka. So maybe there's some additional value to that, Frankie Fibrels.
Well,
I'm asking the wrong guy.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
I'm asking the wrong guy.
What?
Exactly. I don't think anybody should view alcohol as a health food. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe what did Kevin bought? Kevin bought us. He bought you that fancy schmancy.
Right. He bought
scotch,
me a bottle of Macallan 18.
Ooh,
which is
that's
great.
A very nice gift.
Right,
Frankie.
He bought Al a bottle of beer, and
which I did not accept.
He got,
I gave it to somebody else.
He got you. He got you.
You can't de-gift something, Al.
Sure, you can. I don't want anything from him. I was very happy to give it to somebody else.
He gave you a bottle of Prosecco, and Debbie. Well, hers
Can
is in the
anything?
Mail. Hers is in the mail.
You can have my Prosecco. What's Prosecco?
Like
it's like champagne.
Yeah,
it's very fair. Well, thank you, Mr. McCullough. We appreciate that. You know, that was very good. But that means we got to get something back, Deb, and I don't know what to get.
No, we already did. We gave him the scotch.
He had half the bottle of the whiskey that was given to Frank.
He stole from Frank. Oh, that story is great.
Send a card. I hope you enjoyed your gift.
Send them, Frank, did you send them an invite to New Year's Eve? Send them that. That's the gift. He can read that.
Hey, Deb, we're going to, there's parties we got to go to. You're going to have, if you don't show up, I ain't showing up, but I know you'll show up.
Give me the list of the parties. I'll be there.
Okay, Debbie came to New Year's Eve last year. She was a big
fun. Oh, you went.
Yes, because I happened to be off the next day because it was a weekend.
Yeah.
So it worked out, so I was able to go. I had a great time. And I love the cheese and the wine.
The cheese, that's right. Remember the cheese? I went to Atlantic City. The one I went to with Frank's New Year's Eve party, and we'll go to traffic, I know. But all I know is I went to my room, my hotel room. I opened the door, and, oh, man, the whole floor smells like Havarti. I said, what the heck was that? What is that smell? And I just followed the aroma to Frank's room there. They had every cheese ever known to man. It was like a cheese thing.
Hey,
6:52, Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to head right to the northbound side of 95, the New England Thruway, getting up toward 18B in Mamaroneck. It's construction. Also, the southbound Thruway by exit 11. It's an accident on the shoulder heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, that's going to be 30 minutes getting into town. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln 15, Holland 15, over on the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur south at 15E, a collision still being cleared, and it's busy on the Cross Bronx East at the Deegan with a disabled truck right on that ramp. Stop-and-go traffic at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens, and the Cross Island North of the LIE, a collision there. Problems continue on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Slauson Avenue, an accident still blocking one lane, so you're seeing a lot of traffic getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge, and Sunrise Highway West getting out through Valley Stream, reports of a collision. collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
This Saturday, Greg talks about a revolutionary new way healthcare services are delivered to municipal workers with the president and CEO of Emblem Health, Karen Ignani, Dr. Lee Erickson from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, Dr. Navarro Rodriguez from Advantage Care Physicians, and Dr. Karen McLean from the Hospital for Special Surgery. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
It's a crisp fall morning. Time for your daily pumpkin soy latte. As you wait for your coffee, you get a buzz. No, it's not your boss wanting extra whipped cream, but your ADT video doorbell. It's a package. Your new latte machine. No more $5 PSLs. Barista service. Brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you. Backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Rather cloudy and quite chilly today. Look for a shower during the late morning and afternoon hours, high 43. There can be a stray evening shower, some clearing overnight, low 34 in Midtown, 28 to 32 in most suburbs. Any sun will give way to clouds tomorrow with a little rain toward evening, the high 42 to 46. Periods of rain tomorrow night, temperatures steady, then slowly rising late at night. Sunday, cloudy in the morning with some leftover rain and areas of fog. Then mostly cloudy and becoming much milder in the afternoon with a high nearing 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. If you have been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case. You know, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm, please. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. No recovery and no fee. And during those past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. And the Bramnicks will come to your home. When is a lawyer going to tell you that, right? The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. And it's a very confusing time. God forbid something happened. You know, you get an auto accident, negligence, you're not sure, you can't work. How are you going to come up with your salary? You know, malpractice, work-related claims. Just put all that aside. Worry not. Just call the Bramnick Law Firms, and all the lawyers over there will walk you through this tough time every step of the way. 877-423-4878. It's 877-423-4878. 78, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com, just like that, johnbramnick.com. Oh, yeah. Here comes Jimmy. Let it rip, big guy. Let it rip, baby. Come on. Must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out. Here, say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
All along the watchtower, Bob Dylan, right, Albert? Bob Dylan wrote that song.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a great story that it's inappropriate to tell that you could find out about
Frank
Jimi
will put
Hendrix.
It in his email.
No, that's about right. Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan's girlfriend. It's like, can you make this up? I said, oh, my gosh. Ah, it was the 60s, though. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We'll leave it right there. A couple minutes away from 7 o'clock. We got a lot to get into. I want to talk about this Michael Cohen situation, pleading guilty. Oh, please. New Jersey is now a sanctuary state. Is that right? Oh, you can't make it. And the president is at the G20 summit, and we'll follow that as well. Jeffrey Lyons coming up. Matthew Mari will break everything down for us. Elias Huzamadine and Michael Goodwin on Radio Piscopo from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The number of HIV cases in New York City has reached an all-time low. Mayor de Blasio says 2,157 cases were diagnosed last year, down 5.4% from 2016 and 64% since HIV case reporting began. Officials say new cases of HIV are declining due to prevention strategies such as pre-HIV treatment in the city's condom distribution program. The NYPD trying to track down the man who beat a boy in Hasidic clothing on Sunday. According to investigators, the 9-year-old boy was walking home in Williamsburg when he was attacked and punched unprovoked. Police say the attacker didn't say a word as he hit the child. The boy suffered minor injuries, expected to be okay. Authorities have put out surveillance video. Hope the public will identify the suspect. The attack being investigated as a hate crime. In sports, Senators shut out the Rangers 3-0.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.